With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Polls have closed in primary elections in three states in a vote that marks the official beginning of the midterm elections. Voters cast ballots Tuesday in North Carolina, Arkansas, and Texas. Democrats and Republicans are figuring out who they want to lead their party into November's general election when control of Congress and state houses across the country will be up for grabs. The most hotly contested race of the day is in Texas, with fierce competitions on both sides of the aisle for U.S. Senate nominations. It's possible that the Republican campaign will continue into a runoff. President Trump believes the war against Iran is worth a temporary spike in oil and gas prices.
The president acknowledged that oil and gas prices were going to rise as the U.S. remains engaged in the ongoing Middle East conflict, but said prices will come down.
If we have a little high oil prices for a little while, but as soon as this ends, those prices are going to drop, I believe, lower than even before.
AAA reported the average price for a gallon of gasoline jumped 11 cents overnight Tuesday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Jewish prayers in Israel are taking place underground for safety.
Tel Aviv residents held their morning prayers in an underground parking garage amid ongoing security tensions. Some residents don't have access to shelters in their homes and have been sleeping in the city's underground parking lots. The U.S. and Israel continue to pound Iran after killing Supreme Leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei on Saturday. Iran and its allies are striking back at Israel, Gulf states in the region, and targets tied to oil and gas production. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 403 points. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders react to U.S. attacks on Iran.
Franklin Graham, head of Samaritan's Purse, is cheering President Trump for seeking regime change in Tehran. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "Thank you, Mr. President, for standing up to bring this evil empire to an end and give Iranians a chance to be free." Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council concurs, adding, quote, "The Iranian regime posed a serious threat to Israel and other peace-seeking nations." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has determined that the federal government can bar males from using female bathrooms, dismissing an appeal from a man who worked for the Army. The commission decided against a civilian IT specialist who worked at Fort Riley, Kansas. The man told his managers that he identified as a woman in the summer of 2025 when he asked to use bathrooms and locker rooms for women. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court preserves the only GOP-held congressional district in New York City for the 2026 elections. We hear more on the story from correspondent Julie Walker.
A victory for Republicans in a national tug of war over redistricting that could determine control of the closely divided House of Representatives. The Supreme Court siding with Republicans in ruling that the boundaries of the only GOP-held congressional district in New York City doesn't need to be redrawn for the 2026 elections, despite a court ruling it's unfair to black and Hispanic residents. On Monday, SCOTUS halting the state court ruling that had ordered the district held by Representative Nicole Malliotakis that covers Staten Island and a small part of Brooklyn be redrawn. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.